Retreat houses are places set apart. We think of retreat two ways, I suppose. Sometimes we think of it, if you think of it in terms of military, you think of it as kind of withdrawing, or maybe even it signals giving up. But I think of it more like when I'm having a little interior battle in my own heart and soul, and I retreat, I withdraw, in order to get a better picture, to step back and see more clearly what's happening in my life. I step back in order to allow the wisdom of God to enter in. I withdraw from the fray so that I can see more clearly what's gotten me into the fray. And then I can more easily re-enter it and have some interior sense of direction or guidance where God is trying to speak to me. But sometimes when I stay in it all the time, I can't hear the voice of God. I can't feel the presence of the Spirit. I can't be led through the intercession of the saints. I just get lost. I get lost in my productivity, my activity. I get lost in a convergence of emotions that doesn't allow for God to enter in and give me some clarity, thought, some understanding. So I withdraw. Sometimes it's for a half an hour. Other times it's for a day or several days. I retreat from life, from business. I retreat from activity. I retreat from confusion and bewilderment. I retreat from strong feelings so that I can understand them better. Go to a place where I can experience a little peace and quiet, serenity. Go to a place where I can listen more and talk less. Go to a place that permits me to be silent. Go to a place where no one expects me to talk. And I can be in communion with God and the whole body of Christ. I retreat so that I can rise up. Rise up with greater understanding. Rise up with a better sense of who I am. Rise up with an understanding of my call. Rise up to do God's work and to give God glory. Rise up with a sense of, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be and this is what I'm supposed to be doing. You know how often we are doing the right thing and we don't even know we're doing the right thing? Maybe you've connected with that prayer from Thomas Merton one too many times when it says, I want to be doing your will, but I don't know if I'm doing your will. But I hope that my intent to do your will is at least pleasing to you. But every once in a while, we'd like to move it a little farther than that. We'd like to have a sense, an interior sense of well-being, an interior sense of rightness, that this is right, where I am right now, what I'm doing right now. It's not easy to come by. I think that in our world today, in the microwave world, we want it all in 30 seconds or 90. The thought that we should take a day or three, that we should take some day to break away from all that the world has to offer, all the stimulation, all the excitement available now, even in our city. I was pointing out to some group I spoke to recently, I said, isn't it interesting that that little section in the Star on Fridays, no, it's called Go. It's not even called Rest or Have Fun or Relax. It's called Go. And if you try to do everything that's in that section, you will be dead. Because there's way too many options. And if you're a perceiver on the Myers-Briggs, your whole weekend's lost just trying to figure out what you want to do. So one of the things that this house stands for in our society is it's a symbol right here on 56th Street. It's a symbol that says, come away by yourselves and rest a while. Come, be still, and know that God is God. Come, you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon your shoulders and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, you'll find rest here. You'll find renewal. You'll be recreated. You'll be empowered. You'll discover peace. And you'll know the heart of God. But you'll have to work at it. And sometimes work is doing nothing. One of my favorite phrases, one of those quote a day calendars is, it's never too late to do nothing. So in a world that constantly says, do, 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 go, 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 have more, be more, experience more, we're here to say, less is more. Less activity, less noise, fewer places. Only one is required. We are restless until we rest in God.